19.2. Things you need when you travel abroad.
As Hungary is a member of the EU, Hungarian citizens only need an identity card to travel in Europe. Children under 14 need a passport or an identity card. If you travel to countries that are not members of the EU, you need a passport, and you may also need a visa. It is essential to check whether or not your passport has expired. If we travel abroad, we have to take foreign currency or credit cards with us. There are some countries that require different vaccinations when you travel there. For example, if you travel to some African countries, there is a high risk of malaria or typhus, and thus appropriate preventive medication is essential for visitors. It is also advisable to have travel insurance for accidents, medical problems, and also for loss, theft, or damage to your personal possessions and money. When you travel within the EU, it is wise to obtain a European Health Insurance Card too, a free service that gives you access to medically necessary state-provided healthcare during a temporary stay in any of the 28 EU countries, Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway, and Switzerland, under the same conditions and at the same cost, free in some countries, as people insured in that country. Cards are issued by your national health insurance provider. Advantages and disadvantages of travelling by air.
Travelling by air is one of the fastest ways of getting to your destination, so speed is the number one advantage of air travel. There are some other advantages as well. For example, it is very comfortable. The temperature of the plane is always pleasant. You are served with refreshments and food, and you can listen to some music or watch a video during your flight. It is also easy to get air tickets. You just phone your favourite travel agency from home and they find you the best offer very quickly. Or you can check out several online booking sites for cheap flights. As for the disadvantages, first of all, the price of the ticket is quite high, although nowadays you can find some budget airlines with cheaper tickets, but the service is also poorer if you choose them. Secondly, sometimes the airport is far away from the city centre, and it can take you an hour or more to get there. Another disadvantage may be that some people have problems with flying, because they feel that they don't have full control over the plane, or they suffer from a fear of heights, air sickness, or claustrophobia, so they can't choose air travel. 19.10. Have you ever heard of dark tourism? What do you think it is? Here are some activities you can choose from on such tours.
Popular dark tourism destinations. In bad taste or not, thanatourism, also known as dark tourism, to the destinations associated with death or suffering, is here to stay. I personally believe that I'm not in a position to judge other people's travel choices or the motivations behind them. So let me put the prejudice behind me and get down to introducing some of the world's most popular dark tourism destinations. Below is the list of some popular dark tourism destinations that get a sizable share of visitors solely because they are associated with death, disaster, poverty, or suffering.
The Dharavi slum, Mumbai, India. Immortalised by the Oscar-winning Slumdog Millionaire movie, Mumbai's Dharavi slum is the largest slum not only in India but in the whole of Asia. Home to almost 1 million people, Dharavi slum greets visitors with stomach-churning odour, piles of garbage and human waste, and endless displays of poverty, disease, and depressing living conditions. It is difficult to predict whether the sudden influx of money from Thanatourism delivers any realistic improvements to this dark tourism destination. But reports say that much of the revenue goes directly to the community, which is now more than excited to showcase their god-awful standards of living.
The Su Chi Tunnels, Saigon, Vietnam. The 75-mile-long underground tunnel system, located below the Su Chi district of Vietnam's Ho Chi Minh City, Saigon, was used by the Viet Cong freedom fighters to run military campaigns against occupying US forces. In 1968, the Su Chi Tunnels served as the base from which the Viet Cong launched the Tet Offensive, which ultimately led to the humiliating withdrawal of US forces from Vietnam. Back then, the Su Chi Tunnels were full of deadly spiders and wandering scorpions, offering little space with unbearable humidity, and had many passages wired with booby traps. Today, the site is a popular dark tourism destination and a prime example of how former warfare can be turned into a lucrative tourist attraction.
The London Dungeon, UK. The London Dungeon is precisely what dark tourism is all about. It is an exhibition of macabre events from medieval history that offers believable glimpses of torture, plague, serial killing, and more. Although the London Dungeon started as a museum of macabre history, the visit now includes interactive actor-led experiences, rides, and special effects.
The Zone of Alienation in Chernobyl, Ukraine. This 30-kilometer-wide area around the site of the Chernobyl nuclear reactor disaster that occurred on April the 26th, 1986, is as chilling today as it was after the explosion. Abandoned buildings, shattered glass, and an overgrown amusement park remind the visitor that even after more than two decades, normal life cannot resume in the area. Levels of radioactivity on roads open for tours are nowadays low and are continuously monitored, so the visit is considered safer than a two-hour flight in a plane, which exposes human bodies to more radioactivity than the Zone of Alienation.
Auschwitz Concentration Camp, Poland. The largest of all Nazi concentration camps, Auschwitz, or Oswiecim as it is called in Polish, served as an extermination camp for allegedly more than 1 million people, most of whom were Jews. The majority were killed in the camp's gas chambers, while others died of disease or starvation. Set up by the architect of the Holocaust, Heinrich Himmler, Auschwitz was also the site where the evil angel of death, Dr. Josef Mengele, performed his experiments on living people.
Ground Zero, New York City, USA. The 9/11 attacks, in which two planes flew into the World Trade Center buildings in New York City, claiming the lives of nearly 3,000 people, count as one of the most notorious terrorist attacks in recent history. Needless to say, a macabre sight of such worldwide significance draws the attention of many dark tourism enthusiasts and counts as one of the most important dark tourism destinations in the world.
The Pont de l'Alma Road Tunnel, Paris, France. The Pont de l'Alma is a road tunnel near the bridge of the same name in Paris, France, where Diana, Princess of Wales, died on August 31st, 1997. The princess's boyfriend, Dodi Al-Fayed, and their driver, Henri Paul, who was an acting head of security at the Ritz Hotel, owned by Dodi Al-Fayed's father, Mohammed, also died in the accident. The flames Flame of Liberty, which is an exact replica of the Statue of Liberty's flame, sits above the entrance to the tunnel and is considered the unofficial memorial to Princess Diana.
Conclusion. Travel to sites of tragedy and atrocity could serve as a way of learning from the past to prevent similar disasters from occurring in the future. The fact that these dark tourism destinations exist is a testament to the shortcomings of humanity that we, as human beings, are exposed to.
Even though this sounds like a nice closing sentence, it is important to realise that dark tourism is nothing new. The fascination with death and suffering has been with us since the beginning of history. Battles between Roman gladiators drew such crowds of spectators that whole colosseums were built to accommodate them. Witch burnings at the time of the Spanish Inquisition saw whole villages gather round to watch the people burn in agony. Thomas Cook, founder of the successful travel agency that bears his name, arranged organised tours for inquisitive British travellers to the American Civil War battlefields. Like it or not, dark tourism has been here for as long as anybody can remember and will stay for as long as we exist. 19.11. Topic in a nutshell.
Our last vacation was brilliant. I went to Paris with my parents, my sister and my best friend. Our trip was fast and comfortable. We travelled there by aeroplane and from the airport we went to our hotel in a car that my father rented for the whole duration of our stay. All in all, it took 5 hours to get there from home. At the hotel and the restaurants, everybody could speak English, but at some shops we had problems with the language. I used a lot of English because my mother can only speak Hungarian and Russian, so I always had to help her when my father was not on the spot. We stayed at a very nice new luxury hotel in the suburbs of Paris. It was a bit far from the city centre, but it was quiet, and we could get into the city by car in 20 minutes. Our room was very well equipped, with wireless internet access, a minibar and air conditioning. During our stay, we wanted to do a lot of sightseeing, but we weren't lucky with the weather at all. On the first 2 days it was scorching hot and we couldn't enjoy anything because we were sweating buckets. On the next 3 days we had rainy weather with thunderstorms and very strong wind, so we had to change our outdoor programs and visit some museums instead. The last days were fine, so we could visit the most popular sites of Paris, and we also went on a boat trip on the River Seine. All in all, it was an unforgettable holiday.